Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 27th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I am here today to quickly update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds, but also to run through Xavier's Big Brother 23 game in its entirety, the whole thing. So we'll be here for a while as we run through everything that's gone on with Xavier's game. So if you are here for that, stay tuned. I do have some quick updates that are kind of relevant to his end game here from the feeds yesterday. So let's get straight into it. Let's go. It was day 82 in the house yesterday, and there were some things. There were some shifts that were happening. Now, if you recall, Xavier has won part one of the final three HOH. Big D lost part two of the final three HOH. Azza won it, and that means that Azza will compete against Xavier in part three of the final three HOH. And Big D has been pestering Azza about, Are you gonna take me? You're not gonna take Xavier. This is gonna be terrible. Bugging Azza a lot. She's getting bugged. In the meantime, she's been cuddling with Xavier a lot. And she's going to talk to Xavier yesterday and tell him that after their talk last night, she's not pleased with Big D. And that she says, you know, it feels weird because I've always planned to take Big D to the end, but he's never planned on taking me. So it kind of has me reconsidering. And Xavier says, you know, I get that. I get that makes sense. You know, if I didn't already have a deal with Big D, this would be a much more difficult decision for me. I really would consider taking you. And Azza says, you know, Big D has made it very clear to me that he did not keep me last week because of our relationship, but because he thought that that he could beat me in a competition. And now that he hasn't, he's acting like, oh, it's the end of the world. I can't believe Azza. This sucks. Oh, I hate it here. And it's very frustrating. And if you're wondering, like, wait, am I hearing what I think I'm hearing? Yes, you are. Big D is so bad at the game that he is now talking himself out of second place with Azza, the person he's played the game with all season long. Yeah, that's happening. All right. But in the meantime, what he is doing, other than complaining about Azza cuddling with Xavier and pissing Azza off, is he is going to run through his final two speech. He's going to talk through what he's going to say. He says, let me first by saying, I have played the far, the best game out of everyone. I owed nobody anything. I said right from the beginning that nobody was safe with me. And what I did to prove that is I made the best alliance. And I was a very good leader. And me and Xavier, we made a lot of moves together. And when somebody won HOH, I made sure that they put people up that were outside of that six. I planted the seeds. I made sure that I was part of all the big alliances outside of the cookout in order to protect the cookout. I told everyone right from the beginning, I told everyone I was a threat, and they all laughed. But look at me now. Look at me now. So hopefully you can be like, wow, Big D really did play a great game. If so, please evict me, the winner of Big Brother. Now we might not be able to see this speech if Azza doesn't take it. Azza tells Xavier she has envisioned sitting in the end with Big D all season long until recently, and now she can see a scenario where she does take Xavier. But she wants to know where are you leaning, Xavier? Where are you leaning on this? And Xavier says, "Let's talk about it later. Let's talk about it Tuesday. All right, we'll have a conversation the day before the finale." Okay. Azza goes to Big D. She says, "Big D, can you just tell me what would you have done if you had won this competition?" Big D's like, "I didn't win the competition, Azza. Why are you asking me? So I just want to know. I just want to know what you really would have done." "I was going to take Xavier. You know this. I've told you a million times. I know that you're going to beat me, and I know that I have a chance against Xavier. So I'm going to take Xavier. That's what I was going to do." Big D goes to Xavier afterwards to complain. He's like, "I hate that. What is she doing? Why did she ask me that? It's such a stupid question. I didn't even win anyway. I can't choose." And that was the day. So, there you go. Quickly had to get through that because we are now going to talk through Xavier's game in Big Brother 23. As it's looking a little bit more likely that he will be taken to the final two, if Azza is considering it, who knows if she'll actually do it. But this is that's everything that I've been talking about. This is why I feel like Xavier should be pressing. And when Azza gives him an opening like that, he should be like, "Yeah, you know what? You know what? You're right. I should take you, actually. Maybe we should do this because." Yeah, you know. Anyway, let's talk about Xavier's game, because this situation is very emblematic of Xavier's game. And I use that that phrase a lot because it's interesting to see how small moments tend to represent the whole when it comes to people's games. And you know, Azza kind of changing her mind and being willing to take Xavier, and Xavier kind of being like, "Sure," is genuinely what has happened throughout most of the game here for Xavier. And we'll get into it here. So let's rewind the clock. Let's go back to the beginning of the season, way back when, July 7th, day one of Big Brother 23. Xavier comes into the house and he is part of, a cast of 16 players. They're divided into four teams. He ends up on the Kings team. He loves the Kings. Still loves the Kings. Frenchie is going to win the first HOH of the season. And immediately the cookout is formed without Hannah. It's a five-person thing initially. By the way, Big D taking credit for the cookout. He didn't include Hannah. Hannah, who ends up being a very valuable contributor to the cookout. Didn't get that one, did you, Big D? But the feeds open. The feeds turn on with Xavier comforting Alyssa. That is the very first, one of the very first things we even see on the feeds. Alyssa is feeling a little bit upset. Xavier is going to be comforting her. And this is where a lot of his attention is focused in the first portion of the game, with Alyssa. Now he also comes in as a lawyer. He's pretending he's not a lawyer. He's claiming to be a bartender, of course. So here's an issue that I've had with these game recaps. This one broke me. Trying to do the game recaps of Xavier, Big D, and Azza. When I started doing these, it was, you know, I was recapping Paul's game. I was recapping Tyler's game. Like Paris and Kayla, Dane and Anthony. It made sense. I was basically doing a season recap. And then talking about the individual contributions of the people who made the season the way it was. But then, recently, even Jackson was kind of a stretch. Not having Kiefer in BB Can 9. And now this season, I'm realizing the flaw in the structure here that how do you do a game recap when you're only talking about people that had very little to do with the actual movement of the game? It just becomes this incoherent mess. I apologize if it's a little bit of an incoherent mess. I've been doing everything that I can to make it as coherent as possible, which means a lot of what I'm going to talk about doesn't have to do with what Xavier was doing, but has to do with what other people were doing in relation to Xavier. And I think that perhaps in the future, I'm going to restructure how I do these in a way that makes a little more sense in the event that we get something like this, if that makes sense for you guys. So, with that in mind, let's talk about what happens here in week one. Frenchie is the HOH, and he is going to start making a bunch of plans and alliances. Of course, he's got an older person alliance. He's got an alliance with the women. He's got this plan to backdoor Brent and call it the eulogy. He's going to get Brent to write his own backdoor speech. He goes on. He's got about five different versions of the slaughterhouse. He talks to Whitney about one of the versions of the slaughterhouse, which includes Xavier. He says he wants to include Xavier because Xavier seems like he'd be good at competition. He then pulls Xavier in. He pitches to Xavier, hey, I want you to join the slaughterhouse and this thing called the Butchers. He's one of, I think, seven people that he pitches this to. And Xavier says, yeah, cool, I'm done. Kyland is then going to, when Kyland is invited into this group, he offers a piece of information on Derek X. Kyland throws Derek X under the bus and tells Frenchie that Derek X is not really feeling Whitney. Frenchie is a big fan of Whitney at this time, and Frenchie is not pleased by this information. This is going to be important a little bit later on. So plan is in place. He's building the slaughterhouse butcher structure, and he's going to backdoor Brent. That's the move. But first, he needs to talk to Brent. So he goes to Brent, he talks to Brent, and Brent says, oh, yeah, dude, I'm cool. And he's like, you are cool, aren't you? No, it was more than that. But Brent convinces Frenchie that he's actually a cool dude and that he prejudged him. And how dare he? And now Frenchie loves Brent. So they talk some more and Brent says, you know, Frenchie, I was never the real meathead. The real meathead is Christian. Can you believe that? Christian, you know what Christian said? You know, he said to me that he had a thing for Alyssa and that I should basically back off. Basically called dibs on Alyssa. Can you believe this guy? Can you believe him? And she's like, no, I can't believe him. We got to get this meathead out. It's Christian. Christian's got to go. And then Christian wins the wildcard competition right after that. And he's like, oh, okay. So Christian can't go. But now, uh-oh. I've told some people that Christian needs to go. Now what do I do? Okay. I remember now. Kyland told me that thing about DX. It's DX's fault. Hey, Christian. If you heard anything about anything, just so you know, it wasn't me. It was I've heard that DX is starting rumors about rumors. Oof. DX is doing some rumoring with your name, Christian. And Christian's like, what? DX, how dare you? And so Frenchie then decides to create a new version of the Butchers, which includes Christian and also Xavier. So Xavier's back in here. DX starts to get worried because the house is getting a little weird and he's starting to hear that Frenchie might come for him. So he's worried. He needs to come up with a pitch to save himself. And so he approaches Kyland about like, okay, I'm going to approach Frenchie about with a pitch, to keep me and go after somebody else. Frenchie in the meantime, straight up confronts Derek X in front of Brent and Whitney and says, I know you're starting an alliance. The little birdies have told me you can't hide things from me, DX. DX is like, what? Like, I already know the names. Kyland, saw you talking to him. And DX, thinking that Frenchie is talking about the very loose group of people that he's been talking to and the pitch that he had planned on making to Frenchie, admits to something that he didn't actually do. And Frenchie's like, I knew it. And Frenchie goes, yes! And he makes DX a social pariah. Brent is pissed. Everyone is pissed. I can't believe DX is playing so hard, so fast, making all these alliances, starting all these rumors. Who does this guy think he is? He's got no idea what he's doing. And you know who the real traitor in all of this is? Kyland. Can't believe Kyland was a part of all of these rumors and alliances with DX. Frenchie is pissed off at Kyland. How dare he? He trusted him. Ugh.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
We need to go.
Hang on.
It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now, in the meantime, there's a thing called the firefighters. It's not important. But Tiffany lets Kylan know that they need to include Hannah in the cookout. She should be included, she says. Frenchie then clears the air with DX and Travis. He says he is a benevolent overlord, and he is willing to give them a second chance. The person he's truly upset with is Kylan, because he's the one that betrayed him. He trusted Kylan. He never trusted DX and Travis, but he trusted Kylan. So, he's looking at Kylan, but Brent is like, Frenchie, you're forgetting about Christian. Christian, remember he called dibs on Alyssa? And Frenchie's like, no, listen, Kylan is the one. Like, okay, I get it. Everyone loves. Look, here's the thing, Brent. I thought all the women loved you, but it turns out they don't all love you. I thought then that they loved Christian, but Christian's safe, and maybe they don't love Christian. Turns out all the women love Kylan. He's the one that needs to go. And Brent is like, no. It's Christian. I'm telling you, Alyssa and Christian. And Frenchie's like, you're right. I did notice some flirting there. Alyssa and Christian, they're showmans. They're showmans, aren't they? I'm gonna break that showmans up. I'm gonna break it up. And he talks to Xavier about it. And Xavier says, nah, Christian and Alyssa, are you kidding me? No, that's totally one-sided. That's only Christian. Alyssa's not into Christian. Come on. Come on. And Frenchie's like, okay, I mean, if that's true, then, you know, if you talk to Alyssa and you make sure that she's willing to back off of that Christian train, then maybe we can reconsider this. But otherwise, I got to break up this showman. Of course, that doesn't happen. And Frenchie nominates Alyssa and Kylan. Alyssa, because she's bait. He's got to catch the big fish, which is Christian. And Kylan, because he is a pawn. He pissed off Frenchie. He didn't. He was not loyal, and so he's being used as a pawn here. Alyssa then confronts Frenchie after the nominations. She blames Derek X for all this. He blames Derek X for all this anti-Christian Alyssa sentiment. He says, "Well, I thought it was you guys. I thought you guys were a showmance, and I thought you were like doing things and coming after me." And she was like, "No, what are you talking about?" He's like, well, that's what Derek X said. It's because he's made all those rumors. Remember those rumors about Derek X rumors? Oh, I didn't get this wrong. He got it wrong. I can't believe. Oh, I should never believed him. Oh, man. Derek X becomes the new target, because Frenchie is convinced that Alyssa is not in a showmance with Christian. So now Derek X is the target. And he is in some trouble. But Brent is like, dude, Frenchie, stop. No, not DX. DX, look, DX, he did a bad thing. He's going to make up for that bad thing. But Christian is the problem. You know what we need to do? You know the real cause of the problem here with DX is Travis. Get rid of Travis. DX will be loyal to us, all right? We get rid of Travis. We use DX to go after Christian next week. Okay. Right. Got to go after Travis. Frenchie's like, oh, okay. Okay. I'm seeing what you're putting down here. And they talk about, they do not trust Christian. They do not trust Xavier. They think that Xavier's too close to Christian. They don't trust him. They don't think they can work with Christian and Xavier long-term. This whole butchers thing. It's temporary to keep their enemies close. So then DX ends up winning the veto. Ooh, here we go. This is fine. DX was not actually going to be the person that went up. It was supposed to be Travis anyway, but if Travis had won, it would have been DX, and you never know with Frenchie. So this is exactly what Brent wanted. He pushes Travis some more. He encourages Derek X to use the veto on Kylan. Derek X wants to, even if it means he has to sacrifice Travis. He wants to get back into the good graces of the house, Brent, Frenchie, and he is friends with Kylan as well. So in the meantime, Xavier is comforting Alyssa, saying, this is good for you. This is good for you. Xavier has a conversation with Derek X, where Derek X says, yeah, I'm using the veto on Kylan. And Xavier's like, cool. I'm doing my best to explain the game and to provide context for what Xavier's doing. Frenchie at this point is like, okay, Derek X, he's going to use the veto on Kylan. I'm going to put up Travis. But that Kylan, he's got the women. He smiles and the women are like, what? I don't know. I think I got to get Kylan out. Maybe if we use the veto on Alyssa, or maybe he doesn't use the veto. Oh, okay. In the meantime, Xavier, talk to the cameras. We get Xavier's a camera talker. And now we know Xavier here in the final three as the guy that tends to take some credit for things that he didn't exactly do. But it turns out he's been doing that since week one. He talks to the cameras. He says, you know, can you believe Brent thinks that he's the one that got Frenchie to backdoor Travis? It's funny. It's funny he's trying to take credit for this one. I've been the one putting the work in to make it happen all this time. referring to the conversation he had with DX. He says, but hey, let them take all the credit for it. Yeah, you guys did it. Totally. I'm just going to be sitting here chilling. There you go. In the meantime, as he's saying this, Frenchie is trying to convince Derek X to not use the veto because Travis, he says, is more loyal to you than Kylan. He's more loyal to you than Kylan, Travis. You don't want Travis to go. Or maybe even we use the veto on Alyssa. And DX is like, I don't want to do that. Frenchie talks to Kylan and he says, look, Kylan, I've got an idea. What if you stayed on the block? You'd be totally safe. And Kylan's like, no. And she's like, did you just pop off on me, Kylan? Wow. Xavier, can you believe that Kylan just popped off on me like that? This is ridiculous. And Xavier's like, what is happening? It's like, this is just, Kylan is just losing it. Xavier's like, dude, I think you got to stop throwing curveballs. That would be my advice to you. Are you threatening me, Xavier? What? Storms out of the room. Xavier's like, what is with these people? What happened? What's going on? Brent talks to Frenchie again. Kind of brings him back around. He calms him down. Dude, Frenchie. It's okay. Travis can leave. Travis is bad. Kylan, it's whatever. All right? Frenchie tries a little bit more to convince Derek X to not use the veto, but it doesn't happen. Derek X uses the veto on Kylan. Travis goes up on the block, and everything's fine. Xavier, though, he's not very trusted in the house. Christian and Alyssa are going to talk about how they don't trust Xavier. Christian and Alyssa, they don't trust Xavier. He doesn't talk any game with them. She says, I get a weird vibe from him. I don't know what it is, but he doesn't talk game with us. He gets this weird vibe. Christian is going to go to Big D, who he has a final two with, and says that he says to Big D, yeah, I think that Xavier's got to be one of the first out of the slaughterhouse. We just can't trust him. Frenchie also is going to have conversations where he talks about not trusting Xavier. He just gets bad vibe. He doesn't really talk much game. He's just kind of sitting there. He thinks that he's a big threat to win the game if he makes it to the end, and he just kind of wants him gone. Xavier is then going to talk to Alyssa. And he, you know, they're talking about their type, and, she's saying, you know, he's saying, you know, my type, It's like, you know, women who, you know, their names start with an A, and then their names also rhyme with like, Clarissa, and that they are, I like women that are on, you know, say like the Kings team. That would be like my perfect one. She's like, oh, you mean like you're saying you like Whitney? No. Whitney's not my type. Not at all. Like, oh, you'd be great with Whitney. No, not Whitney. It's more like, yeah, more like, again, like a king, like a king woman, that like is, you know, maybe, up here in the have not room. That'd be my type. And Alyssa's like, yeah, my type is more like, Christian, actually. Like more like a Christian type, but with like, you know, maybe even like a Brent in there. Definitely not, not really into anybody whose name starts with an X, actually. She rejects him here. And the next morning he talks to the cameras and he says, absolutely no showmances for me. Operation Nomance is in action. All right. At least for as long as I can. I mean, we'll see, right? Like, but I need to start separating myself from Alyssa. You know, she is kind of my type, but I'm not telling her that she's my type. I was pretty subtle about it. I mean, as far as she's concerned, everybody is my type. So, Operation Nomance must go on. Can't get caught up in your feelings, about all that. So, yeah. Unless it does happen, and then, you know, then it would just be like, you gotta keep it quiet. All right. That's I'm not gonna be dumb and like not, yeah, but not in Operation Nomance. Yeah. All right. He's, at this point in the game, he is, hoping to take out Claire and Brittany next. That's what he's thinking. Now Xavier is going to bond some with Azza and Big D, who are in the final three now, of course, which is why I'm pointing it out. He bonds with Azza and Big D, discusses some strategy with them. He talks about not wanting to win HOH the following week. He talks about, a potential women's alliance with Big D. They're a little concerned about that. Xavier, he says his next targets are Claire, Brittany, and Derek X. Those are the three people he's looking at as potential targets moving forward. Of course, Derek X is the big house target, but he's looking at particularly Claire and Brittany. Big D says, you know, Xavier, I don't know if we're going to be able to keep Tiff and Azza for too long. They're such liabilities. And Xavier's like, yeah, I know what you're talking about, but hopefully they can last at least a little longer, right? Like hopefully they can stick it in here for a little bit. You know, we'll make it work. In the meantime, again, everyone in the house is talking about not trusting Xavier. Frenchie in the meantime is going to be creating French kisses, and then he's going to rat it out. And you know, all of that nonsense, continues to happen. But Travis eventually is voted out of the house here in week one, and we head into week two. And don't worry, that is the longest week of the season. As the weeks go on, you know, things get a little bit simpler over time. Into week two, Kyland wins the HOH. Kyland is the new HOH, and this is big for the cookout because the cookout is now in power. It's also big for Tiffany, as Tiffany, Claire, and Derek X are going to overnight figure out the slaughterhouse with the chessboard, and Tiffany pitches to Kyland that they need to form their own power alliance with the Kings plus DX. Now, this is vital for the cookout because the slaughterhouse is not a good alliance for the cookout. It does not structure them properly to get to the end game. It does not structure them properly to move forward. And so, Tiffany wants to create a different power structure, one of the Kings, Queens, plus DX. And Kyland is, he's down for that. They're looking to target Frenchie. That's the person that they're looking to take out to just completely demolish the slaughterhouse. So Sarah Beth ends up winning the wild card competition, beating out Frenchie. And Frenchie says, F the slaughterhouse. I'm done. At which point, Sarah Beth tells the Kings, including Xavier, that Frenchie ratted out the slaughterhouse to her, which is a lie. It was Kylan that did it. But she wants to work with them. And so they decide, okay, I think it's time to bail on the slaughterhouse. Kylan tells Xavier that he wants to put Frenchie up. And Xavier says, yeah, I'm down for that. Kylan also says that he is thinking of, or that they are thinking of forming an alliance with the Kings, Queens, and DX. And Xavier says, cool. Tiffany is going to talk to Christian about this. She tells Christian, look, you can't be a king working with the slaughterhouse, with that side of the house. In order to be a king, you have to make your own team. Come work with us. Be a king, Christian. Christian's like, yes, yes. He wants to work with them. Kylan is going to nominate Frenchie and Brittany. And the slaughterhouse crumbles from this point forward. Frenchie is the scapegoat, and the remnants of the slaughterhouse start scattering. In the process, Derek X is exonerated from all wrongdoings the week before. Frenchie is the real culprit, and justice is served. Kylan tells Xavier at one point this week, you're just sitting there with your face and your muscles and the voice. You know, it's really intimidating. I can't even look at you. That's going to be important later. DX is going to win the veto, which is not going to matter overall. Tiffany is going to talk to Xavier about how they need to make sure that Frenchie goes, and they need to solidify this Kings, Queen, and One Ace alliance. And then we're going to get this week also that Christian and Alyssa are going to start to get a little showmancy. This is also when Big D makes a final two with Kylan. He tells Kylan he wants to go to the final three with Xavier and Kylan. Final three guys. And he says, we need to get the women out. We need to get more women out before Brent. Brent can't be next. It's got to be women. Let me tell you how many times I'm going to have to say that when it gets to Big D's game recap. Big D pitches this final three to Xavier, who is also down with it. Tiffany and Christian are going to talk about Xavier. Christian's still not really super solid on Xavier at this point. He feels like Xavier is a little jealous of him and Alyssa. But Tiffany reassures him. She doesn't think it'll affect Xavier's game. She thinks Xavier is chill. Christian talks to Tiffany, who has become his point person in this, what will eventually be the Royal Flush, about forming a four-person alliance. Christian, Alyssa, Tiffany, and Claire, they specifically talk about Xavier and how they do not want to let him get too close to the end because he's just, look at him, he's going to win. It's also at around this point in week two that Big D is going to joke about Xavier being a lawyer. And everyone goes, oh, dude, you're totally a lawyer, aren't you? And they start joking with him about it. And he's like, I'm not a lawyer. What do you mean? And they're like, dude, you go to bed at like 10 o'clock. You're a lawyer. No. Stop. Also at this time, facilitated by the not yet fully formed Royal Flush Alliance, the Aces make a deal with the Kings to throw the HOH to them in order to get Brent out because Whitney and Hannah are done with this guy and they need him gone. So they have agreed to throw the HOH to the Kings so that the Kings can make this happen. The Kings are very down to do this, to destroy the what little remains of the slaughterhouse in order to sort of facilitate this Royal Flush alliance, coming into power. The Royal Flush is going to officially form as well here late into the week. X is going to talk to Kai about Whitney and Brent and how they seem to be the next targets. Xavier would prefer that Whitney leaves first because he does not want to lose another man. He has been talking to Big D about this a lot, and he agrees with Big D that they need to get more women out. So Whitney should be the one to go. Again, we get to the Royal Flush forming. We also had the Mafia forming. You remember that, which was the Aces and the Queens, but it was fake. Frenchie is then going to be evicted here in week two, and we head into week three, where the Aces throw the competition to Xavier. He wins this HOH, and he talks to Tiffany right away. Tiffany says, "The shot is Brent. You know that, right?" He's like, yeah, I know. Xavier says he is down to take the shot at Brent. He had wanted Whitney, but the whole house wants Brent. And so he's down to take this Brent shot. He talks to Kylan again, and they reconvene on this whole idea that they were supposed to take out Whitney next. They agree that the house wants Brent, and it's fine. You know, they don't need to worry about the women beating them out in the end because they can beat the women in the competitions in the end. So it's fine to send another man home right now. He says what he wants to do is put Brent and Brittany up and tell Brent that he is a pawn. That is the strategy that he comes up with overnight. It's at this point that Tiffany and Kylan solidify their final two, which is going to be very important to the whole structure of the house. Again, you know, I'm starting to tell less of the whole story of the game, but in week two, Tiffany and Kylan worked together to create the Royal Flush, as well as, you know, bond with Claire, and Tiffany started to pull Hannah in. Kylan is working on Sarah Beth. They're both working on Derek X, and Tiffany is also working with Claire on Christian and Alyssa. So all of those people are being worked mostly by Tiffany, some by Kylan, and Xavier at this point still has nobody really on his side apart from Big D and a little bit Azza. So that's, again, that's all happening over there. But Xavier's over here. Xavier wants to have this be a clean week. He asks Derek X to throw the wild card competition in order to prevent Whitney and Brent from being safe. Derek X is down. Tiffany ends up winning the wild card competition, which upsets Azza because it was very clear that Derek X was throwing it and that Tiffany wanted to beat Brittany, and she was not let in on the whole strategy of it. And Azza gets very upset with Derek X, Xavier, Kylan, and Tiffany. Wait, did I say that right? Derek X, Xavier, Kylan, Tiffany. Yes, those four people. Xavier then tells Brittany about the plan. She's still not cool with going up on the block, but and so Azza ends up pitching to Xavier and said, "I should go on the block." Xavier, though, says, "No, no." Xavier lets Brent know, you are going to go up, Brent, because I want you there to compete in the veto for me." And Brent says, "I'm not stupid. My body perceives who my intelligence is." I almost had that right. He knows he's the target. Xavier nominates Brent and Brittany. And Brent says again to Xavier, "Dude, just admit that I'm the target." And Xavier says, you're not the target. What do you mean? It's at this point that Xavier catches Christian and Alyssa making out in his bed. And he's like, "Whoa, my bed, really? Oh, man." Brittany tells Big D that she wants to target Xavier next week. She's not pleased about the whole situation. Christian ends up winning the veto. He is not going to use the veto, of course. Brittany is hoping that he will, but it doesn't happen. Tiffany again really starts working on Hannah. And Derek X is also at work here. People forget that Derek X really started to become a power player in this portion of the game. And if not for Tiffany and Kylan stunting his growth, so to speak, he really could have emerged here. Because in particular, Derek X tried to get people to target who? Xavier. he's working on the aces. He's working on Claire. He's working on Tiffany and Kylan. So the Kings start discussing targeting Whitney and Hannah. The Kings are starting to go after the aces. The aces are starting to go after the Kings. And Alyssa decides that that even though they're talking about targeting Whitney and Hannah, she actually feels like the best play for her is to target Azza. And that's because Azza has proven herself to be an emotional player with all this Britney stuff. She doesn't want Azza on the jury, and she thinks she'd rather target Azza. Sarah Beth, though, is like, no. Azza's not a threat. Hannah is a threat. We need to target Hannah. They could go either way at this point, and they argue back and forth. That's going to be important later. The detectives are then going to form. Again, these other people in the house, they are doing all sorts of strategy and alliance building and structure building and working, you know, playing Big Brother. Derek X, Tiffany, Claire, and Kylan make an alliance called the Detectives. Through Derek X's work, most of the house has actually come around to the idea of targeting the Kings next week, including Brittany, Azza, and Whitney, Anna, and even the Queens. The Queens, even Kylan has come around to the idea it's time to target the Kings. Now, Derek X would prefer that Xavier go at this point, but obviously the members of the cookout would prefer that somebody else in the Kings go. At this point, it's looking more like for Kylan, it's Christian, and for Tiffany, it's she's actually, you know, Tiffany's, remember, not fully 100% cookout right now, just yet. And so she's looking to figure out the best path for her game. Now, Derek X and Tiffany do try to warn Hannah that she is in some danger with the Kings because they're getting information through the royal flush that the Kings are looking to target her. Hannah, though, does not believe it. She doesn't think that the Kings are coming for her. She thinks that she's safe to throw the HOH, and they're like, no, you're not. You got to win and target the Kings. She's like, nah, I'm good. You don't get it. You don't know my relationships. And Tiffany and Kylan start to have some very serious discussions on whether they should go their own way in the game. Maybe they should just throw the Kings to the wolves and, you know, do they need Azza? I mean, look at what she's doing. Wouldn't they rather have Claire? Wouldn't they rather work with other people? maybe they should just do this. In the meantime, Xavier is working on Christian. Because Xavier was part of those conversations with the Kings where they were talking about, should we target Hannah or should we target Azza? And Xavier felt like it was better to try and get the target on, obviously, Whitney. But instead of putting Azza and Whitney on the block, like Alyssa wanted to do, he thinks it's better for them to put Hannah and Whitney on the block. So he talks to Christian and says that, hey, Christian, first of all, I was talking to Kylan and he wants to use the Kings as a pawn. Do you think that's a good idea? Christian's like, what? Kylan? What is he doing? And Xavier's like, oh, no. Not in like a bad way. Like, no, let's use Kylan as a pawn. What the hell? Screw that guy. Okay. No. That's, I didn't mean it that. Okay. Anyway, but what about Whitney and Hannah? Don't you think Hannah should go on the block next to Whitney? Chris is like, no, that's dumb. Why would I do that? It's just, you know, I just feel like if you basically, you shouldn't touch the Jokers at all. If you put up Azza, now Brittany and Big D are mad at you, right? So you shouldn't even touch the Jokers at all. Don't touch them at all. And then with Hannah and Whitney on the block, you're only pissing off the aces. You're not going to piss off Derek X because he's in our alliance, right? So, you getting what I'm saying? And Kristen's like, okay. Oh, all right. Yeah, that makes some sense. Yeah, we could maybe figure something out like that. And then, yeah, we don't touch the Jokers. Okay, they pitch it to Alyssa. She's also like, no, I don't think that's the right call. But then Sarah Beth comes in and she's like, oh, no, I love this idea. Yeah, Hannah and Whitney. Perfect. And we just target Hannah. And Alyssa's like, okay, yeah, I can see that. That makes some sense. And Xavier's like, oh, no, that's not what I meant, though. not, it's target Whitney. Nah, we don't need to target Whitney. We would target Hannah there. So Hannah's the target. We should just go after Hannah. And then since we don't want to touch the Jokers at all, we should just use somebody else as a pawn. We wouldn't want to use like Brittany as a, we'd use like if Whitney came down, we put up like Azza or even Kyland. If he wants to use us as a pawn, maybe we'll put up Kyland as a pawn next to Hannah or Azza, right? And Xavier's like, stop, bad. He says to the cameras afterwards, he's like, oh my God, damn it, Hannah. Why are you so bad at this, Hannah? You're making yourself too much of a target, sounding so smart. Oh, you make this so hard for me, Hannah. Jeez. Hannah's not doing anything. I guess it was a good thing that I won this HOH, since I've proved now that I have done something. I just don't see any way out of this. The only way out of this is that Hannah wins the veto. That's the only way. Okay, that's what we need to do. Hannah needs to win the veto. That's what we got to do. Christian and Alyssa now are fully off the Kyland train after this information from Xavier. They're like, see, why is Kyland talking about using us as a pawn? This guy's no good. And they move forward with their final four deal with Claire and Tiffany. In the meantime, Claire, who has been working on Tiffany to try to break her away from Kyland, finally breaks through and convinces Tiffany that she cannot trust Kyland because Kyland is too close to Xavier. And he has Sarah Beth, and he is too dangerous in the game. Now, of course, also Kyland is the one that slipped up a bit and let Tiffany know that Sarah Beth told him about the Jackpot Alliance, which is Tiffany, Claire, and Sarah Beth, which again, all these people over here are playing Big Brother, making alliances, creating structures. That's what I wish I could be, recapping for you. So they start making some moves. They start talking about, okay, how do we cut Kylan's power base away? How do we weaken him in the game so that we're in a better position moving forward? And they talk to the aces about going all in with the aces, going against the kings. And Derek X says, I'm in. This is perfect. First target, Xavier. He needs to go. We take out Xavier and we are set. Aces and queens. And Tiffany is like, all right, this is it. This is the direction of the game. America's going to hate me because I'm going against the cookout, but this is just the way it has to be. She goes to sleep. She can't sleep. She has a dream. She wakes up the next morning. She says, I can't go against the cookout. Can't do it. She's decided on a different path. It's a harder path. But she's got a plan. So it's just the master plan. She thinks that she can get all of the cookout to the final six. Now, up until this point, the cookout has been a let's look after each other kind of deal. They've loosely talked about pairs. Now, let's try and clear this up a little bit, because Xavier and Big D will tell you, we were already talking about pairs before Tiffany brought this up. You know who else talked about pairs? Derek X and Kyland on night one. Everybody talks about pairs. It's an obvious strategy that theoretically is wonderful. But Tiffany turned the alliance from a let's keep, watch each other's backs, where she was about to break it, into, all right, this is the plan. These are the pairs. We're going to publicly create the perception of these pairs. And this is how we get to the jury. Once we get to the jury, this is how we should maneuver toward here. And we all need to be in. We are now dedicated to not only making the jury, not only watching each other's backs, but getting to the final six, all six of us. And she decided to step away from the path that she was about to go down, which was a much better path for her, in order to get here, right? So Tiffany pitches this plan to Xavier, and he says, this is great. Love this plan. Although, Tiffany, I think you're talking about some other people. I think that Sarah Beth and Claire should be the last to go, because they're the worst competitors. Claire should be like one of the last people to leave, for sure. That would be the not selfish thing to do. Alyssa should go earlier. Mm-hmm. So, new plan is in place, and Brent is voted out of the game.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, of course, after all of this stuff here, the aces are still going after the kings. Derek X is still going after Xavier. Claire is still looking at Xavier, and Tiffany and Kylan have a lot of damage control they need to do here in order to protect Xavier. But luckily, Christian wins the following HOH after Kylan and Tiffany throw on the Queen's end of things. We get a Christian HOH, and the plan is to target Hannah. That was the plan. They talked about it with Xavier. This is the most dangerous thing that the cookout has experienced in the whole game. This is the breaking point for the cookout. They have finally formed this plan. They're all ready to go. They're all dedicated to the cause. But with Christian, Alyssa, and Sarah Beth all wanting to target Hannah, they will need to either lose Hannah or expose themselves in order to protect Hannah if they can't convince Christian and Alyssa to not target Hannah. So it's do or die here for the cookout. And Xavier, this is his job. He's on the Kings. He's got these relationships. He's got to make this happen. Except he's the one that put it in place in the first place. So he tries and he fails to convince them to target Whitney instead. He tries many times, and Sarah Beth beats him back at every single turn. So he tries a different method. He goes to Hannah. Him and Kylan both tell Hannah, you should tell Christian and Alyssa that she'll put Sarah Beth up on the, that you'll put Sarah Beth up on the block and not them. And she says that she feels like the path for her is that she should focus on the relationship she's built with them. So even though Xavier tries to give Hannah advice, she doesn't actually take the advice. At this point, Claire is going to win the wildcard competition, and everything is in place to nominate Hannah and Whitney, with Hannah as the target. Hannah is going to talk with Christian and Alyssa and remind them of the relationship that she's built with them, and she convinces them not to target her. She saves herself. Cookout is saved. They don't have to expose themselves. Hannah's good. She's no longer the target. Whitney is the target. But Xavier doesn't know this yet. Xavier is downstairs after this conversation talking to Tiffany. And he says, Tiffany, I've tried so hard I've been trying over and over. There's just no way to do this. They're deadlocked. They're not going to change their minds. They're going to, they want to target Hannah. And Tiffany says, all right, well, we might just have to expose the cookout in order to save her if that's the case. And he says, I don't know. If it comes down to that, we may need to have a conversation about what to do. Because he says, you know, it's all the Joker's faults too. You know, I had them convinced, and then they talked to the Jokers, and all my work went down the drain. Stupid Jokers. So Whitney and Hannah are then going to be nominated. Xavier still doesn't know that Hannah's not the target anymore. It's after nominations that they go to Xavier and they say, yeah, we actually changed our minds. We want to target Whitney. Oh, well, that's great. Look at me. Look what I just did. Yeah. Christian, Alyssa, Tiffany, and Claire are going to finally solidify that final four that they've been talking about. Again, we're playing Big Brother. Christian wins the veto. And in order to help you, again, understand what's happening in the context of the game, ever since the master plan was formulated, Tiffany has been encouraging Derek X and Hannah to become a pair. She's been telling Hannah, this is what you should say to Derek X. She's been telling Derek X, this is what you should say to Hannah. She's been encouraging them to come together and bond and be a pair. And so Derek X is now seen as a pair with Hannah, and he is he's feeling very good about Hannah. He is really starting to pitch to Hannah, and he thinks that he can get Hannah to target Xavier some more. Hannah is telling him, no, don't target Xavier. Xavier really likes you. And he's talking to Tiffany about Xavier, and she says, no, Xavier's chill. Don't worry about him. And he's talking to Kylan about Xavier, and he's like, no, you don't need to worry about Xavier. He's cool. And he talks to Claire about Xavier, and she's like, no, yeah, I'm with you. Also, Tiffany has been trying to get Sarah Beth targeted ever since she learned that Sarah Beth outed the jackpot, which again was herself, Sarah Beth, and Claire. So she talks to Xavier, and she tells Xavier, hey, you see Sarah Beth pushing for Hannah to go? This girl's no good. All right. She's way too close to Kylan. Do you know how close she is to Kylan? He's like, yeah, I'm starting to hear it. Yeah, because I've been exposing it. And also they talk through some conspiracy theories. SBJ, Sarah Beth Jury, she's gotta be America's player or America's couple. And Xavier's like, you're so right. And Xavier is convinced that Sarah Beth needs to be the next one to go. Sarah Beth is his new target. Tiffany has also at this point officially changed her final two from Kylan to Hannah. She's off the Kylan train. Now freshly de-Kylanded, Tiffany is going to work on bringing Xavier into some of the new structures that are emerging in her game. Because now that she doesn't want Kylan in her stuff, she's looking to replace Kylan with Xavier in some of it. So she talks to Alyssa about including Xavier on this final four that they have. Alyssa and Christian are open to this because they are coming around on Xavier. She talks to Derek X about bringing Xavier in to work with him, Hannah, and Claire. She thinks that they could make like a four-person thing, essentially replace Kylan with Xavier. She also makes a final three with Hannah and Xavier within the cookout. Now, a lot of this works for Xavier, and he's part of very few of these conversations, but it doesn't work with Derek X, who is sketched out by Tiffany trying to bring Xavier in. He's like, what is, no, I don't like this. I don't trust Xavier. So Derek X turns to Kylan. He's like, I don't know if I trust Tiffany right now. She's trying to bring Xavier in. I don't trust Xavier. And Kylan, who is aware that the tides are turning against Sarah Beth at this point, and Derek X says that, you know, everyone's targeting Sarah Beth, is like, you know, this is, he sees an opportunity to protect Sarah Beth, and he says, okay, look, I don't think Sarah Beth is the target here. You? I don't think Sarah Beth is the target. And Derek says, well, Xavier? And like, no, not Xavier. Because if you take out Sarah Beth or Xavier, then you're helping, you know, push the rest of the Kings together. You take out Christian, you break them up. Sarah Beth comes with me. Alyssa, you know, goes off in her own direction, right? By taking out Christian, we split them up. That's the move. And look what a threat he is. Come on. Derek X is convinced. And so he's not looking at Sarah Beth. He's still keeping an eye on Xavier, but Christian becomes his new target. Great job, Kai. So he also talks to Claire about his suspicions about Xavier. They wish that they could take a shot at Xavier, but none of their allies seem to be on board with taking the shot at Xavier. So Christian, not a bad shot either. We could take that shot at Christian. That makes some sense. Tiffany works more on the both of them, telling them, you guys, you really need to give Xavier a chance, at least as a backup, right? They're still pretty reluctant, but they're like, look, I guess we don't need to make a verdict right now. We don't need to make a decision right now. So we can leave Xavier for a little bit later. But privately, Claire and Derek X say, Xavier must be running this game. Because we know Tiffany is running this game. If Tiffany is working this hard to protect Xavier, then Xavier must be running this game with Tiffany. She's working so hard to protect him. Xavier must be the top dog. Where did that narrative come from? It came from right there. Whitney is then going to be voted out this week, and we head into week 5. Derek X wins the HOH. And he promised Xavier safety when Xavier threw it to him. He also promised Alyssa safety. After the competition ended, Xavier asked for safety for all of the Kings. But Derek X did not feel like he needed to, follow through with that deal. Derek X tells Tiffany that he has to take the shot at Christian. He has to do it. And she says, okay, all right. It's not what I think you should do, but I get it. What you should do if you are going to take the shot at Christian is you should make a deal with Xavier and Kylan. You should make a 3-person guy thing. I think that would be good for you. It would help prevent Xavier from being upset with the move. I think that's the move for you. Claire tells Derek X, I think Xavier should be the target. If I were HOH, I would be putting Xavier and Christian both on the block. And again, you know, I know our allies don't want Xavier gone, but he's a huge threat in this game. He's got to go. So maybe Christian is the shot. Maybe he is. So Derek X, following through with Tiffany's advice, offers Xavier a deal. He tries to bring Xavier in and propose that they work together, but Xavier, he's not really interested. Doesn't really give Derek X anything. The conversation is very flat. Derek X nominates Brittany and Sarah Beth. The plan is to backdoor Christian. Xavier tries to play off to the Kings after the nominations that he's like shocked and upset. Like, oh no, Sarah Beth. And Brittany, he at this point believes that Sarah Beth is the target. And he is very okay with that. He still wants Sarah Beth gone. In fact, the other person he wants gone is Brittany. So these are perfect noms for him. Derek X tells Xavier, Alyssa, and Christian that Brittany is the target. And Xavier pretends to believe that Brittany is the target, but actually thinks that Sarah Beth is the target when actually the target is Christian. Alyssa and Christian believe that Brittany is the target. He tells Brittany that she's not the target. Claire and Derek X tell Tiffany and Hannah that they're trying with X. They keep talking to X and they're trying to work with him, but they really don't think he's interested in working with them. He's not giving them anything. And they say, no, don't worry. He's cool. He's cool with everything. Don't worry about him. But privately, Hannah and Tiffany are like, what is wrong with X? Why won't he play ball? He's so concerned about protecting the Kings. Well, like, just talk to them, please. So Tiffany goes to Xavier and she tries to give him a little bit of a heads up that, Christian might go up. She says to Xavier, look, First of all, I've been trying, but Kyland is up here talking to Derek X. He's the one manipulating Derek X's HOH reign. And he's pretending, he's trying to pretend like I didn't know Sarah Beth was going to go up on the block. But he's up here. I know he got into Derek X's head. She asks him, she asks Xavier about their backup plans. And he says, I want to ride with Christian and Alyssa to the end. That's as far as we can. That's the backup plan. You always got to have a backup plan. He wants Brittany and Sarah Beth to be the next to leave. And she asks him what would happen if Derek X decided to nominate Christian. He said, he's not going to. He can't nominate Christian. She said, no, like with the veto, Derek X can't even play HOH next week. How would he nominate Christian? No. If the veto was used and he put up Christian, he's not going to do that. Why? He's not going to do that. She says, right, but like, say he did. Like, no. Xavier explains, Tiffany, I know Derek X. He is too soft to make a move like that. Come on. He would never put up Christian because Christian is his shield. And he'd know that if he did that, I'd be gunning for him. So he would never do that. He's too soft. And if I had known he was going to do that, like I threw the competition to him because I knew he was going to go after Sarah Beth, not because, I mean, he can't go after Christian. Tiffany tries again to see that, like, okay, but it might happen. And if it did happen, who would you want out between Christian and Sarah Beth? And he says, well, I'd want Sarah Beth out, obviously. She agrees. She's like, I also want Sarah Beth out over Christian personally. She says, in order for that to happen, Xavier, we need Alyssa to win the veto and not use it. Okay. That's what we need to have happen if we don't want Christian to go up on the block. And Xavier's like, no, Alyssa already agreed to use the veto on Sarah Beth. So we'll just send Brittany home. It's fine. She's like, you're not getting it, actually. But he doesn't get it. And so they just talk more about SB conspiracy theories. And then she tells Hannah, like, hey, Xavier's a lost cause. I can't get him to understand what's happening. Brittany then wins the veto. And Sarah Beth is starting to really not trust Xavier. She says he's acting like he doesn't know what's going on, but I know he knows what's going on. So what's going on with him? Now, Xavier, after Brittany wins, thinks that Big D is about to go up on the block. He believes that Big D is the replacement for Brittany and that it will be Big D versus Sarah Beth on the block. So he pitches to Christian and Alyssa that when Big D goes up on the block, they should vote out Sarah Beth because voting out Big D would be a waste. In the meantime, Derek X talks to Kyland. He's been talking to Tiffany and Hannah about Xavier. They keep telling him to work with Xavier, but Xavier clearly doesn't want to work with him. So he goes to Kyland instead. He says, Kyland, I think Xavier's pissed. I don't think he wants to work with me. And Kyland says, nah, he's cool. Don't worry about him. He's like, oh, okay. He goes to Hannah. He's like, Hannah, I'm just telling you, Kyland says he's good, but like, I don't think that Xavier is cool with any of this. And Hannah's like, no, you don't worry. Don't worry. I've got him. I've got Xavier. He's going to be fine. All right. Kyland tells Xavier. Xavier finally finds out. Kyland says, Xavier, it's not Big D that's going up. It's Christian. Xavier's like, what do you mean? That makes no sense. Like, no, yeah, he's gonna put Christian up. That's been the plan. What? Xavier's very upset. That is not good for the cookout. That is not the play. That is not how it should work. Because what happens if he wins and if he takes out Christian, then now we're going to be going after him. So why would he even do that? And how is that good for, that's not good for the cookout. Kyland's like, no, it is, because if you go after him and he goes after you, then, you know, Kings versus him, it's kind of a good thing. No, that's not how it works, actually. So Kyland goes to Tiffany and he's like, Tiffany, Xavier is not getting it. they agree they need to sit Xavier down and get his head straight about this. So they approach Xavier, they sit him down, they say, they re-explain to him how the master plan works. That they're, you know, everybody has one pair. You have two people right now, Christian, Alyssa, right? It makes the most sense to get rid of Christian, because after Derek X takes the shot, the Kings will be at odds with him, which will be good for the cookout, because now you guys have a reason to go after him. He has a reason to go after the rest of you, and it distracts from the cookout. And we take out the biggest competitor, biggest threat to the cookout. He disagrees. He says, no, that's not, this is not good for the cookout. And now we got to get Derek X. This guy's got to go. This kid's got to go. He's out of here. And Xavier goes to Big D and he complains. He says, this is such a bad move for the cookout. I don't even understand why this is happening. And Big D's like, is it a bad? No, I think it's a good move. In fact, why don't we just send Alyssa right out with her boyfriend? Because he's like, no, stop. Sarah Beth needs to go. Just for reference, if we flash forward briefly, Xavier is telling the story that he purposely threw the HOH competition to Derek X for the express purpose of Derek X targeting Christian, because he knew that was good for the cookout. Rewind again. We're back. Tiffany tells Derek X again that he should try bringing Xavier in. And so Derek X tries again to include Xavier. He approaches Xavier and he says, all right, I'm going to go out on a limb here, Xavier. I'm going to tell you the plan. The plan is that we're going to backdoor Christian. Xavier's like, what? La, stop. I don't want to know. What are you doing? Why are you telling me this? Now it's going to be so much harder to lie to Christian. Oh my God. Derek X, why are you even doing this? You shouldn't be doing this. I am doing it. Like, why? You shouldn't have told me then. All right. Derek X goes back to Kylan, Hannah, and Tiffany. It's like, I don't think this guy, I think he's really pissed at me. He didn't even want me to tell him about this. And they're like, no, it's okay. He's fine. He's just in his feelings right now. Don't worry about him. So Christian gets backdoored. Big drama. And Xavier talks to Tiffany. He says, Tiffany, it's not fair. It's not fair that the Kai gets to keep both Sarah Beth and Derek X when I'm losing my strong person. So I think that it's only fair that Derek X goes next. And Tiffany's like, but Derek X isn't even Kai's person. Derek X is Hannah's person. It's like, okay, I don't know. Kylan needs to be the first to go in the six for sure though. And she's like, Tiffany's like, now we're talking. Okay. Yes, I agree. That's why we take Sarah Beth out next. That prevents Kai from being able to maneuver. Hannah then goes and tells X on Tiffany's orders that Derek X, hey, by the way, Xavier, just to let you know, Derek X is more with me than with Kylan, just in case you were wondering. And Xavier says, okay, that does make me feel better. And he agrees Sarah Beth should be the next target. So he's good. Derek X is going to try again with Xavier. This time he says, look, I apologize. I did not know that you didn't want to know about the plan. I'm sorry I told you. And Xavier's like, it's fine. It's cool. So Christian, in the meantime, is going to be campaigning, trying to keep himself alive in the game. He campaigns to Tiffany. And after talking to Christian, Tiffany decides, you know what? Screw it. I want to flip this vote. I want to keep Christian. I've got a final four with him. He's such a good piece for me in this game. Why am I letting him go? Just for the cookout? Come on. She tells X. X is like, oh, yes, I'm down. Let's go. Let's do this. They discuss, okay, we need one more vote if we're going to make this happen, because Claire is with us. We can make this happen, but we need one more vote. Who can we get? Xavier says, oh, don't worry, I can grab Big D. We're good. So he goes, he grabs Big D. He's like, hey, Big D, what if I told you that Christian was going to stay. And you don't want to miss out on that, right? Like, you don't want to be on the other side of that. So I feel like you should probably vote for Christian to stay, huh? Big D's like, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't want Christian to stay. Like, oh, but you don't want to be on the other side of this vote. Big D's like, I'm not on the other side of this vote. The votes are there if I don't vote. So Xavier, look, you got to lose your person, all right? Just get over it. Xavier's like, okay, Tiffany, Big D is not biting. Tiffany's like, okay, I think I can get Brittany. So she gets a Christian to go summon Brittany, and we know what happens from there, right? Big D, who has now been alerted to the fact that they're trying to flip the vote, is like, no. They bodyguard Brittany. They prevent all the drama. Why are you being a bodyguard? All that stuff. Afterwards, Tiffany and Xavier discuss. We can't flip the vote. Not when Azza and Big D are so adamantly opposed. It would have been one thing if we could have flipped Brittany without them knowing, but now that they know and they're saying, don't do this, like, for the cookout's sake, we can't do this. So the vote flip is dead. But Derek X and Claire agree Xavier or Big D should be the next target because, it's what makes the most sense. So Christian is voted out and we head into week six. Into week six, Kyland wins the HOH, but he wasn't supposed to. And the rest of the cookout is not happy. He wasn't supposed to because Sarah Beth is the one that was supposed to go this week. And he was supposed to throw this competition. So, Claire and Derek X want to pitch to Kylan that he should take the shot at Xavier. Xavier has got to go, but they're not sure if they can trust Kylan because he keeps protecting Xavier. So Derek X approaches Kylan. He says, look, I really think you should take the shot at Xavier. Kylan shuts it down. No, I'm not taking that shot. Kylan is going to approach Xavier with the idea of putting Alyssa on the block. But Xavier says, that is not fair. Kylan says, well, you know, we can always work something else out. And Xavier says, well, we have to because I shouldn't have to lose both of my people back to back. That is not fair. And so Kylan says, all right, okay. Kylan tells Hannah afterward, he says, all right, so Xavier says it's not fair if we target Alyssa. So what if we do this? We'll placate Xavier for now and just put Claire up. But then, you know, we'll spend this week convincing Xavier to just get over it so that we can backdoor Alyssa at the end of the week. And Hannah's like, okay, I guess so. I don't think that's a good idea, but if that's what it takes to keep Xavier happy, then we can do that. So Kylan nominates Claire and Big D instead of Alyssa and Big D. But Alyssa is still the target. But because of this move, Claire and Derek X are now convinced that Kai is working with Xavier, and they are even more dedicated to trying to take that shot at Xavier if they can. However, plans for the week change when the High Roller Twist is introduced. The High Roller Twist is introduced and Brittany receives $100 from America. This is a big factor in the target eventually changing. But first, we should talk about Xavier, who gets $75 in the thing, the High Roller Twist. He does not play in the competition. He also doesn't understand how Derek X got $100. It's like, what? That doesn't make any sense. America must hate me for trash talking him so much in the DR. Jeez. Tiffany and Xavier agree. They don't want Claire to go. Brittany should go because she got the most money. Kai feels the same way. The target is no longer Alyssa. It's Brittany. He is concerned that Claire will target Xavier because Claire has been talking about targeting Xavier. Tiffany, though, tells him, don't worry about Claire. She's not going to target Xavier. Don't worry about him. I got Claire under control. If Claire gets power, I'll get her to target Alyssa. Or Sarah Beth. Sorry, I will get her to target Sarah Beth because she's... The argument was She doesn't want to say Sarah Beth because she knows you're close to Sarah Beth, but don't worry, I can get her to target Sarah Beth. So Xavier talks to Hannah about Kai being first to go once they hit the six. And Hannah is very down for that. And Hannah and Tiffany talk about their ideal final three. Tiffany says, I think we should go to the final three of the women. Hannah at this point still thinks Xavier should be there and not Azza, but that will change. Alyssa then wins the veto. Kai throws it to her. You get all that drama with Kai trying to be like, I wanted to prove to Claire that she could trust me by taking power away from her and then me being the one to give it to her. So that happened. Derek X again approaches Xavier about working together, and this time Xavier is a little more receptive. You know, he's looking at potentially targeting Brittany this week, and he still thinks Sarah Beth needs to go. And so he's kind of like, okay, what if I did make this kind of like deal with Derek X? We kept him around a little bit longer. Like maybe we could make this work. He discusses this with Hannah and she says, no. I need you to turn that deal down. Because I need you to be able to target Derek X. And he's like, okay. Derek X also approaches Hannah. She's like, I approached X about this deal. Cause I don't trust him. And I think he's coming for me. So I'm trying to get him to not come for me. And Hannah says, stop trying to make a deal with him. It's too late. Cause you're going to have to go after Alyssa soon. How do I go after Alyssa? Alyssa's the better target. Okay. Hannah and Xavier discuss going to the final four with Tiffany and Big D. That is their, ideal final four at this point. Xavier. Now remember, Xavier is planning to go to the final three with Hannah and Tiffany all the way up until Tiffany wins that HOH after the Coin of Destiny. Which, could you imagine if that didn't happen? Anyway, Xavier is going to mediate a healing session between Azza and Tiffany, and they do feel a little bit better afterwards. So there you go. Wasn't like necessary and it helped Tiffany and Azza bond. But you know, it happened. Alyssa uses the veto on Claire. Brittany goes up on the block, and Brittany is the target. Derek X and Claire, though, try to flip the vote on Big D. They want Big D to go. They want Brittany to stay. They get Alyssa on board. Alyssa is, boom, ready to flip the vote with them. They just need some support here. So Alyssa pitches it to Xavier. She says, hey, I think that we should take out Big D and keep Brittany. Xavier says, no, that's not a good idea. But she's not convinced it's not a good idea. She's going to try some other places. She goes to Tiffany. She says, hey, Tiffany, I think we should take out Big D because I think that Brittany will go after Kai and Sarah Beth for us. Tiffany says, we don't need Brittany to go after them. Big D's going after them. Tiffany manages to flip Alyssa back over. Alyssa agrees after talking to Tiffany that they shouldn't flip the vote. In the meantime, Xavier goes to Hannah and says, guys, get your people in line. They're getting into Alyssa's head. I had to convince Alyssa to not flip this vote. I keep my people in line. You guys need to really step up your game here. All right. Kylan is going to tell Derek X that he thinks it's a good idea to make a deal with Xavier. Derek X says, that's what I've been trying to do. I don't trust Xavier. Obviously, we can't go far with Xavier because he will beat us both in the end, Kylan. Xavier will win a jury vote over both of us. And Kylan goes, that's annoying. Because he has like not even done much in the game. Why would he beat us in the end? That's not fair. And Derek X is like, I mean, he's a likable guy. He's going to beat us. That likability is not even earned. What do you mean? That's annoying. And the seeds have now been planted in Kylan's head. So they come together, the three of them, Kylan, Xavier, and Derek X, and they agree not to come after each other. Kylan and Xavier agree that after Brittany, Derek X needs to go. He also got $100. They need to take out these money people. Xavier approaches Tiffany about this idea. He says, you know, Tiffany, I was with you that Sarah Beth needed to go, but we got to take out Brittany because of the $100. We also need to take out Derek X because of the $100. And Tiffany says, no, I do not agree with this. And they go back and forth, but they reach a deadlock. Tiffany's not pleased. And she starts working on Kylan and Hannah to be anti-Xavier. This is when Tiffany turns on Xavier. And she starts saying, okay, I want to go further with Kylan now rather than Xavier. She even lightens her protection of Xavier with Derek X and Claire. She feeds into the narrative that he will beat all of them in the end. This is when she really starts to sell this narrative that that they've been talking about, which is, hey, nobody beats Xavier in the end. Little did she know this was going to be the downfall of her game, because Kylan wanted somebody that couldn't beat him, or that he couldn't beat in the end. In the meantime, Azza is going to ask Big D, you have a final two with Xavier? Says, I do. It's like, can I get in on that? Can I like be the third, please? And he's like, I don't know, I'm going to have to ask Xavier. Big D asks Xavier, hey, Azza wants to get in on our final two. Is that okay? And Xavier says, no. Sorry, it's too late. Got other plans. Oh, okay. Brittany is then going to be voted out. And we head into week 7. Where? Oh, so close. Derek X nearly takes the win. Was targeting Xavier. But instead, it is Sarah Beth that takes the win. Turns out she's also targeting Xavier. She wants to put up Xavier and Alyssa. However, Kylan stays up all night with her. Does his whole thing. He talks about, you know,
that is not how long-term thinking works.
You know, long-term thinking shouldn't target Xavier. You should target Derek X, and you should use Claire as a pawn. And she's like, yeah, that makes no sense, but I'll do it. So she nominates Claire and Big D. New noms, same as the old noms. Hannah is then going to help convince Derek X to not play in the roulette to save himself. And instead, Alyssa plays and wins. She takes Big D down off the block, and Xavier goes up in his place. Ah! I was not on anybody's radar until this darn roulette wheel put me up on the block. Now everyone's going to look at me. A genuine argument made by Xavier many times still makes it. Xavier, though, does win the veto. But in order to do so, he needs to agree to be a third nominee in the following week. He feels like, who cares? If I'm a nominee next week, it's the same as this week. I disagreed, but you know, we've already told that story. Derek X ends up going up on the block in his place. And so the story goes. Now, Kylan helps facilitate a new alliance that lasts about 2 days, called the Monarchy, between Xavier, Alyssa, Sarah Beth, and Kylan. It is the only alliance in the game apart from the Slaughterhouse, or at least the various variations of the Slaughterhouse, that doesn't include Tiffany. Outside of the cookout, you know, the men of the cookout as well, because the men of the cookout also discuss working together at this point in the game. They talk about how the cookout works out really well for them because they'll just be able to comp their way out to the end. Xavier is also going to get pretty annoyed with Tiffany this week about how much of a fight she's putting up with Derek X going home. She's trying to protect Derek X and send Claire out instead, but it doesn't amount to much because Derek X is voted out. And we head into week 8, where Tiffany wins the HOH. And of course, she's looking to nominate Sarah Beth and get Sarah Beth out. And she goes ahead and does so. At this point, the ball has been in motion. Now, there are opportunities, of course, for Tiffany, Anna, Claire to turn things around. They could have the week before. They could have saved Derek X by getting him to play in the roulette competition. They could have done something here this week. So there are opportunities, but the strategy is starting to streamline here. Not everyone is doing much at all at this point. And so the weeks are going to get a little faster. Slower in real time, but faster in explanation. So Tiffany nominates Sarah Beth and Kyland. Hannah comes up with a plan to get Claire to win the Coin of Destiny because they're confident that they can convince Claire to do the same thing. And so the plan works. They get Claire to win the Coin of Destiny, and she nominates Sarah Beth and Kyland. Xavier then goes up on the block as a third nominee, which, you know, now remember, Claire wanted to target Xavier. She wanted to. She would have if not for the influence of Tiffany and Hannah. So instead, she's fine with Sarah Beth going home. But if Sarah Beth were to win the veto, she would want to do something to ensure that Xavier went home if possible. Hannah, though, wins the veto, and it is a non-starter. With Hannah as the veto holder, Xavier says, "Don't use the veto, Hannah. There's no reason for you to." She's like, "Oh, but I was thinking of taking you down." He's like, "Oh, no, that's cool then. You can use the veto on me." Kyland, though, says, "Hey, why is it not being used on me? What's up with this?" And Xavier's like, "Why would it be used on you, Kyland?" And they get into a fight. And Xavier's like, "This guy, I've already said he needs to be first to go of the six, but he really needs to be first to go of the six. This guy is so selfish. In fact, you know what? I'd be down to take Kyland out early. Clearly, Kyland is not down for the cause. He's trying to do all this stuff with Sarah Beth. What if we took a shot at him next week, Big D?" Big D's like, no, we wouldn't do that. All right. Xavier goes to Tiffany. He says, "Tiffany, what would you say to taking a shot at Kyland next week?" Tiffany says, "No." All right, fine. After Alyssa tells Claire that she's on an island, Xavier says to the cameras, "What are you doing, Alyssa? Now Alyssa has to go next. Get out of here with that." Hannah tells Xavier that Big D or Aza needs to win the HOH next week, and they agree they both don't want Kylan to win, and Xavier and Tiffany shouldn't win because they would it would suck to have to put up their person. And he tells Hannah that Alyssa needs to be the next to go, and that Big D or Aza should be the ones to do it. Hannah at this point says, "Actually, I think Claire should go." Hannah makes a final two with Alyssa during this time. She starts bonding with Alyssa during this time. And then formalizes a final two a little bit later. Tiffany and Hannah start plotting to evict Xavier once they get down to the six. Hannah has now been convinced that Xavier needs to go early, and that they really need to get Kai and Xavier to target each other if possible. And so they really need to start telling Kai, Xavier's already against Kai. They need to start telling Kai, "You can't beat Xavier in the end." And so they keep telling Kai that he can't beat Xavier in the end. And then Sarah Beth tells Kai, "Hey, you can't beat Xavier in the end." And Kai is like, "Stop it! I can. That's not fair. You don't understand long-term thinking. I'm going to take the best to the end. That is how things work. That is me. I'm just special like that, you know?" And Sarah Beth says, "Don't be an idiot." And he says, "You don't understand long-term thinking. Stop." As the week progresses, Xavier cools down, changes his mind. He doesn't want Alyssa out next. Hannah also changes her mind after talking through the possibilities of a buyback. She also changes her mind and doesn't want Claire out next. She now wants Alyssa out next. So they flip-flop their positions. Aza is saying that she wants Alyssa out. Big D and Kyland would prefer Claire. Sarah Beth is voted out. And we head into week 9, HOH, where Tiffany wins the HOH over Kyland, and Xavier is pissed. That just cost her $750,000. everyone agreed that it was Claire's turn. Xavier complains with Big D about Tiffany many times throughout the week. Big D loves it. He's like, yes, this is what I've been waiting for. Xavier tries to complain to Hannah about it, but Hannah sticks up for Tiffany, and Xavier starts backing away from her. When he complains to Kai, Kai feeds into the complaints, and we are now reshaping the endgame for Xavier, who has been planning to take Tiffany and Hannah all this time, but now he is looking more at Kai, Azza, and Big D. Again, what would have happened if Tiffany hadn't won this competition? Would he really have gone down to the end with Tiffany and Hannah? Yes, that was his plan for most of the game. Xavier wants to win the veto and use it to use it on Alyssa to force Tiffany to put Claire up after Tiffany puts Alyssa and Xavier up on the block. But that plan comes to amounts to nothing because Alyssa ends up winning the veto. And Xavier is very pleased because this means that Tiffany is screwed. So Tiffany has to put Claire up on the block. The cookout discusses how they are going to drop the news to her. Xavier says, you can't tell her the truth because then I'll lose Alyssa. And they're like, we don't think you'll lose Alyssa. I think she'll actually be cool. I think she'll understand. Says, no. You don't understand. You don't know Alyssa like I do. I know her best. She's going to be pissed. All right. She's going to be so upset about this. She's going to feel so betrayed and upset. I know her better than anybody else. Alyssa. I mean, he was right, right? That's exactly how Alyssa seemed to me in the jury house. So upset and not understanding. He says, look, if Tiffany's going to tell the truth to Claire, then just send me home now. So they don't reveal the truth. Tiffany and Hannah try a hard push on Kai to get him to target Xavier, saying, seriously, though, Kyland, you can't beat him. And he says, all right. And he goes to Xavier and he rats them out. He says, they're trying to get me to target you. I'm not going to. He says that we have to tell, we have, they, the Hannah and Tiffany have Claire tell Kyland that he's going to lose the game if he goes to the end with Xavier. And now that he's been told by Sarah Beth, by Derek X, by Tiffany, and by Hannah, he says, you know what? I'm done with it. He says, he goes to Xavier and he says, the more people tell me that I can't beat you, the more I want to bring you to the final two. So you know what? I want to bring you to the final two. And Xavier's like, cool. Azza asks Xavier, she's been talking to Big D, and she says to Xavier, have I pulled my weight with the cookout? And Xavier says, I mean, I wouldn't put it that way. I'm sure maybe there's stuff you've done that I haven't seen. Oz is not pleased by that answer. Claire is then voted out, and we head to into week 10. Double eviction time. Hannah wins the HOH. She nominates Xavier and Alyssa. The intent here is that if Alyssa wins the veto, Xavier goes home. But Xavier wins the veto. Hannah replaces him with Kyland. Alyssa is voted out. And we head into week 11, where Kyland wins the HOH. And he's not happy about having been nominated by Hannah. He's also decided that Tiffany no longer deserves to win the game. Why? She didn't trust him fully that one time. He forms the gentleman with Xavier. He says to Xavier, I want to go to the end with the best. I want to be gentleman, Batman and Superman in the end, Goku. And Xavier's like, cool. So Kylan nominates Tiffany and Hannah. Kylan wins the veto. And Hannah convinces Xavier that she is not coming for him. He thinks he's good with Hannah. She is coming for him. But then Tiffany convinces Xavier that Hannah is coming for him. Hannah is still his target the following week anyway. Xavier says he does think that Hannah is a bigger threat than Tiffany, but he did say Tiffany lost $750,000 when she won that HOH, so Tiffany's voted out. We head into week 12. Double eviction again! Azza wins the HOH. She nominates Hannah and Xavier. She made a deal with Kylan that she wouldn't put him up. Kylan wins the veto. He takes Xavier down. Azza replaces him with Big D, and Hannah is voted out of the game. Into week 13. Look how things have sped up. Xavier wins the HOH. He nominates Kylan and Azza in the final four. Big D tells Azza he's voting her out. Xavier says, nah, we should probably vote out Kylan. He's a bigger threat. And Big D's like, but no. And he's like, yeah, but yeah. Okay. So Big D says, actually, Azza, I'm not voting you out. Xavier wins the veto and Big D votes out Kylan. We head into week 14 where Xavier wins part one of the final three HOH. Azza wins part two of the final three HOH. And that's where we are now. It's like that. And that was Xavier's game so far. You know, if Azza wins the part three of the final three HOH and she takes Xavier, that will probably be his crowning achievement in the game. If we look at the things that Xavier accomplished actively, we're looking at he actively got Hannah on the block on Christian's HOH and thus targeted. He actively was able to protect Alyssa during Kylan's HOH reign, at least for a brief period of time before she was ultimately still going to be the target until the BB Bucks thing changed things up. He hasn't done a lot of active work to convince Azza to take him to the end, but he has been working on it. So, you know, I would probably credit Big D for not being taken more if that happens so far, but we'll see. And that's the thing. I mean, Xavier was never a power player. He never called any shots. All of his alliances were brought to him. He proudly says right now that he didn't make a single deal in the game. He always had deals brought to him. And a lot of that was because of Tiffany and Kylan putting in a lot of work for him. That he was very, very heavily protected throughout the game by Kylan, Tiffany, and Hannah. And he still does not know how much he was protected by them throughout the game. He had no idea that that he was you know, being targeted, that he that, you know, that he didn't, he still doesn't know that you know, Christian and Alyssa were hoping to go to the end with Claire and Tiffany and not him. He tends to think that he, you know, he tends to take credit for things that, he didn't really have anything to do with, like the Travis backdoor and Kylan targeting Tiffany and stuff like that. I guess the other very active thing that he did was he got a Big D to take Kylan out of the game, but I do not know that that was necessarily, it wasn't a good move, or probably wasn't a good move. If he can convince Azza to take him to the end, then that is definitely going to be, I think it helps exonerate that move, although I don't think he took Kylan out in anticipation that that Azza would be willing to take him. Yes, he also was unaware of Hannah and Alyssa and the final two that they eventually made. The fact that Alyssa was not planning to take him to the end. This really was his only path to the end was, Azza, Big D and Kylan, because he wanted to bring the best to the end. And then, you know, Azza and Big D, his other plans, Hannah and Tiffany would not have been great for him. They both could have beaten him, I think, in the final two, even if he had gotten there and won. His plan to go to the end with the Kings was not good. None of them would have taken him to the end. So it's not the most impressive game here, especially because you could take a look at this game, and if you took out the parts where he didn't understand what was happening or didn't know what was happening, and tried to act like he did, then you could create a narrative where he played a game where he knew he didn't need to do anything. He was throwing competitions because he knew he was safe and he knew he was in this good position, and he knew that he would be protected by his allies and all of this stuff, right? And he played the game that was in front of him. You could say that, but the facts bear out that that wasn't the game that he played. He thought he was playing a different game and he didn't know the position that he was in, which tells me that if Tiffany, Kylan, and Hannah hadn't been there to protect him and look out for him, and if these fortunate situations hadn't worked out, he would not have been able to course correct himself, because that has never been something that he has done in the game at all. It's always been course corrected for him. So those are all the faults in Xavier's game. Now, that does not necessarily mean that he is a bad player overall. I think that he is a player with a lot of potential in the game. I think that the game he played this season was not good, but I do think that he is still capable as a player. I think that in some ways, the cookout kind of stunted his growth as a player. He never had the opportunity to realize his failures and learn from them because he was protected by the other players in the game. And it's possible that even with those failures, you know, even, you know, failing to adjust to them, I mean, how it works is that you tend to learn from these things. Derek X immediately learns from lots of mistakes, becomes a better player constantly over the course of the game. Xavier is always stuck in that initial period. Like, I don't think that Xavier comes out of this game a different player than he came in. I don't think he learned much of anything. And that's because he just kind of sat there through the game. So I actually do think that, that Xavier, is a capable player or could be a capable player in a normal season, right? He is not prone to making obvious mistakes. He is somebody that, when other people make mistakes around him, he's generally able to, even though he reacts heatedly in the moment at times, he is able to, he tends to be able to course correct and say, okay, no, I need to, like when he gets heated at Alyssa for talking to Claire and saying that she's on an island, he wants Alyssa out next. He then goes, no, I don't want Alyssa out next. When things fall in his favor, he is able to go, okay, I can go this path now. You know, when he's surrounded by people like Azza and Big D and Kylan, he is able to be the steady presence amongst the people, those people, right? You know, and that works out for him, very well. I think that, he's very good, competitively with the competitions. I think that is a very valuable, part of who he is. And in general, he does. And I understand that that many people say that Xavier is boring and charmless and all of that. I disagree personally. I think that Xavier is, and I know people make fun of me for this. I think he is a very entertaining person. I think that he, you know, I think that he's going through some stuff in his life, and I think that he is trying to withhold his emotions in the game because he doesn't want to open himself up too much. And I think that's part of why he comes off as dry sometimes, but I think he's very smart, and I think he has a really funny wit to him. And I think that he is a very, very charming guy. I think that that is definitely one of his greatest assets. He is the guy that came in week one, before anybody even knew who he was. And they were all saying, if this guy sits in the end, he wins the game. He's just likable. He's just a charming guy. And that is a very, very valuable thing. And it's not unearned, as Kylan would say. It's who he is and who you are as part of your game. I would say the takeaway that I have for Xavier's game is Xavier's Big Brother 23 game is not good. But Xavier as a player, I don't think he's a bad player. I really don't. I think that he is, he's actually, I would say, a good player. He could be a good player. We just didn't really see any evidence or much evidence of that in the game, throughout the game. He's also a very frustrating player because, you know, he tries to take credit for things that he did not do. And he doesn't, when he doesn't understand something, instead of, you know, accepting that ignorance, he tries to craft a story about it. And, you know, maybe that's the Big D influence. He's talking to Big D all season long, but, what are you going to do? Anyway, that's Xavier through the game of Big Brother 23. And, you know, I think I am going to change the format of these, next season into something a little bit different. So if you liked this, thank you. I appreciate it. It was very difficult to craft this one in a way that made any sense. But we'll see how things go moving forward. I will be talking about Oz's game tomorrow. And I can tell you that Oz was actually a more active player in the first couple weeks of the game. But then in the latter half of the game, definitely much less active. And so should be probably a bit shorter, but we'll see. Thank you guys so much for hanging out here. As I said, I'll be back tomorrow with Oz's game, and then on Wednesday with Big D's game. That's an interesting one, let me tell you. I genuinely think that like 40% of it is we need to get the women out. So you'll enjoy it, I'm sure. There you go. That's what I have. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong, or you can find me on Twitter @ArmstrongTaren. I will also be live tomorrow night for the Big Brother 23 roundtable. We'll talk about the Stockwatch. It'll be the final Stockwatch of the season. Should be an interesting one. And then on Wednesday, we'll be live. I'll be live during the episode on Twitch. I'll be watching it live, so come hang out with me there. And then after the podcast, after the episode, we'll be live with the podcast. We'll also have some exit interviews with the final three for you at some point that night or perhaps the following day. So check all of that out. And then, of course, I'll be getting into some deep dives and some interviews postseason if possible. I know that a lot of people are clamoring for a Tiffany game recap. I think that what will happen, hopefully, if Tiffany is down for it, is that postseason, if she wants to, I will run through her game with her, and that will serve as your Tiffany game recap, which would also serve a lot better as an actual game recap, of course. But that's what I have for you guys today. Thank you so much for hanging out with me throughout all of this, and I will see all of you next time.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.